Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and this is the Weekly Consumer Podcast. Thanks a lot for downloading this. Let's begin with how this economy is making us sick, literally making us sick. I was just talking to some dental professionals, and we're told that they are getting more and more complaints from their patients about grinding teeth. That is, they're grinding their teeth and are doing it at night because they're so stressed out about their 401ks and the prices of their homes. So, as you are dealing with this economy the best you can financially, also remember to do your yoga or to meditate or whatever it takes to calm yourself down, especially when you go to bed at night. Right now, nothing is more important than for you to do a great job at work. And that means a full night's sleep. So don't be grinding your teeth, be thinking about your teeth all day and waking yourself up at night. You've got to stay healthy. Let's talk about new rules for those obnoxious pre-recorded telemarketing calls. This is very good news for consumers. Starting today, those responsible for the calls must offer consumers the option to opt out of future telephone calls. Here are the rules. The consumer must be able to opt out while the message is playing. The opt-out has to be easy, and that means either pressing a single button or saying a single word. The opt-out must work even if the message has been recorded on voicemail. You must have received some of these. I've received dozens where I come home and they're on my voicemail at home or on my voicemail on my cell phone, and there's no way to contact these people. Well, now they have to come up with a way. Now, once you tell them you want to opt out, you no longer want any phone calls, that phone call must end right that second, and the number must be placed on the organization's internal do not call list. Now, this all comes on top of the rule already in effect that says pre-recorded telemarketing messages are only permitted when the caller has an established business relationship with the consumer that it is calling. All of these phony warranty phone calls that say your warranty may have just ended, it's very unlikely that they have any prior business relationship with you. They're already breaking the law. That right there should tell you, don't do business with a company that calls you on the cell phone against the rules, two, lies and says they have a pre-existing business relationship with you. Major airlines have been cutting capacity to deal with rising costs. It's been tougher and tougher to get from here to there. If you're a consumer, you have to go on their schedule rather than your schedule. But now the airlines are being forced to cut back even more. Why is that? Well, it seems Americans are cutting back on the airlines. Several airlines plan to cut capacity after the holidays because fewer passengers are booking flights. Demand for seats is dropping faster than they can cut flights. Here's what airlines are now saying. Delta and Northwest combined will reduce capacity by as much as 10%. American will trim seat availability by 6%, Southwest by 5%. So far, United says it will only reduce premium seating on international flights, but all of this is up in the air. If all of us keep not booking flights, there's going to be fewer and fewer airplanes in the sky. Now, we told you Penny's and Kmart are bringing back the layaway plan this holiday season. Well, now travel agencies are getting into the act. Pick where you want to go, make a down payment, then make monthly payments. This allows you to lock in prices and dates today without being dinged with interest charges. Think about it. Normally, you would put it on your credit card, but then you're being charged whatever your credit card charges, 9.9%, 22.9%. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. It's a layaway plan. However, there are some catches. You can cancel your flights, generally, make sure with any layaway plan you look at, but you have to tell them at least 2 months in advance, sometimes more. Make sure you know every single rule anytime you're getting involved in a layaway plan. If one of the big three American automakers doesn't make it and goes out of business, what would that mean to you? What would that mean to other consumers? Well, Kiplinger.com has been looking into that, and the magazine says your warranty will probably be good. It'll likely be looked after either a federal fund set up just for that purpose, a federal warranty fund. Or a third party who buys the car brand out of bankruptcy, or the company itself coming out of bankruptcy would deal with the warranty issues, or a company could come in that buys the warranty operation. That's a possibility too. So next, parts and service. Will they be available? Well, it looks like they will be, although at times Kiplinger says parts could be in short supply while the whole dominoes of bankruptcy falls. That's going to interrupt manufacturing and distribution, but the parts should be there. The real hit to consumers will be in resale value. Models belonging to defunct brands usually bring in less, a lot less in the resale market. I want you to think Oldsmobile, or if you're old enough, Studebaker. Medicare's open enrollment for the Part D drug plan is now underway. Seniors have until the end of the year to pick a plan, and they ought to start looking at it right now. The good news is there are plenty of choices. The bad news, prices are going up, sometimes as much, get this, 60%. And it gets even worse and harder to deal with. Many of the plans have changed what they pay for and how much they pay. And that means if you simply select the plan you've had in the past, the plan you have now, you could get burned. You may not get the same services next year that you're getting this year. It's a good time, too, to talk to your doctor about the drugs you take and cheaper alternatives such as generics and the so-called best buy drugs as cited by Consumer Reports. You're going to start doing your research right now. I know it's a lot of work and it's towards the end of the year. We're in the holidays, but this is very, very important. FDIC insurance. Right now, the FDIC insures up to $250,000 through 2009. That's occurring because of our financial crisis. And then after 2009, the FDIC limit is going to drop back down to $100,000. So what if you have more than $100,000 and you want to go get some CDs? Well, we should all have a problem like that. I mean, it sounds funny. It's like, we're not going to worry about someone who has more than $100,000. But that could be you or your parents or your friends, and here's why. Most people don't have a defined retirement plan anymore. So they retire after working 40 years, 45 years, with a bunch of money in a 401k, and that generally ends up more than $100,000 if the saving has been done diligently. So what do you do? Well, there's a very, very little-known program called CDARS, C-D-A-R-S, and that's for CD and then an acronym for a bunch of other stuff that works out to be a bunch of banks getting together to insure your money $100,000 at a time, and yet you only deal with one bank. You go to a bank that's affiliated with the CDARS network, and they're generally small community-based banks. And you ask if they have CDARS, which does stand for Certificate of Deposit Account Registry System. If they do, you tell them you want a CDARS account, and you can show up with, let's say you're very fortunate, and you have $1 million, and you put it into one account, a CDARS account, and then that bank divvies up the money through 9 or 10 other banks so that there's $100,000 or less in every bank, which means you're covered by FDIC. Now, it's very unlikely every bank would go under, but if it did, you would still be covered because all that money has been moved to separate banks, and yet you don't deal with that. You have one account number, you deal with the banker you know and trust. It's a great deal. We have more information on our website if you're interested. Again, CDARS. The California-based consumer group Consumer Watchdog has come up with a plan for the nation's healthcare system. The organization has just written President-elect Obama saying Medicare should be open to all Americans. Consumer Watchdog says forcing consumers to buy insurance policies is good for insurance companies, but not for the nation's healthcare. And that is a major proposal, forcing every American to have a policy, either through their work, or if they're poor, through the government, or if they're old, Medicare, and then everyone else has to run around and go buy a policy. What they're saying is, forget it. Medicare works. Let's all go on it. And if you're younger, you have to pay. If you're older, you don't. Wow. We reported this, and the response has been phenomenal. I think you're going to see a real push towards this. Now, insurers don't like it. They say that the system's in financial trouble. Why would you want to add more of us to a financially troubled system? Those in favor of Medicare for All say, A, it's not in trouble financially. B, you throw a bunch of young, healthy workers into it, you'll make it stronger. Ooh, that's going to be a big fight in Washington. Keep track of it. It is going to matter to you. Well, that's it for this week's Consumer Podcast. I'm Michael Finney. If you want to see my reports, they are on ABC 7 News every weekday, Monday through Friday, generally on the 5 and 6 o'clock news. You can also hear me on KGO Radio every Sunday, Saturday, between 4 and 7 p.m. And View from the Bay, our fabulous program that begins at 3 o'clock here on ABC 7, every Monday and Friday, and sometimes a couple of other days during the week, I'm on that show doing consumer reports as well. Well, thanks a lot for downloading. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.